Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a lover wanting you back while reminding you why you stink. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry and Pip Helix.
Hello.
Hi.
Big show. We got our anti-Valentine's Day show. It's not one of these lovey-dovey shows, so, you know, it's wonderful to be in love sometimes. But sometimes love goes horribly wrong, and that's what we run a show, put a spotlight on tonight. We're going to celebrate those stories from the past year. Joe, Pip, and myself have each compiled three stories that we think are the worst cases of love fails over the past year. Extra attention is always paid to creativity. Anybody can snap and kill a lover, but we want more. Regular murder or manslaughter ain't going to cut it here. This ain't the NFL. So we take pride in our stories, and we like making the final three list and getting the top story. So we each have a lot invested. We want our stories to be the worst of the worst from the past year, and they'll have the greatest love fails. So with that, I guess we should just kind of get right into it. You want to do that?
I guess so, yeah.
Because that's really what this show is going to be about tonight. We're going to get as much of those on the air as possible. So I'm going to start us off, and then we'll have Pip go after me. But okay. You guys, we'll discuss the merits of the story. I feel very good about my stories. Joe, do you feel good?
Yeah.
Joe, you feel good?
Yeah, I do feel good.
I expect we'll be spirited. 46-year-old Keith Davidson of Florida was arrested for at least the third time last week after a fight with his wife over a peanut butter and jelly sandwich turned ugly. The whole thing reportedly got going after the alleged victim spilled a cup of milk while trying to grab the peanut butter. According to the recording of the 911 call, Davidson told police his wife had thrown his PB&J on the floor, and that was when the proverbial gloves came off.
They really were fighting over spilled milk.
Spilled milk, they were, which I think is a strong point for my story.
Yes.
At one point during the 911 call, the victim yells that Davidson ripped her shirt off before throwing her on the floor and using her head to mop up the mess.
Oh, my God.
Alarmingly, she told reporters, this wasn't the first time he tried to use her as a mop. Davidson was arrested and charged with domestic battery. His bond was set for $1,000, which he quickly posted to allow his release the same day. His next court date was scheduled for January 27th. All right, so let me make my case.
Okay.
First of all, do you like my story right off the bat?
I do.
Joe?
Yeah, it's good.
We have a repeat offender of using his wife's head as a cleaning instrument. I think you get points for repeatedly doing something this ridiculous.
Yeah, what was the other thing? That's what I wanted to know.
What do you mean, what was the other thing?
What else did he mop up with her head?
I don't know. As you pointed out, this was a fight over spilt milk, which I love a lot.
Yes.
The fact that you actually have a fight over, what are you, don't cry over spilt milk, don't fight over spilt milk.
They really did.
They did, which makes it even more absurd. It's like, didn't somebody tell you?
Didn't you know that that's one of the things you do when you're in the kindergarten?
Exactly. Peanut butter and jelly is very messy, and she'll probably have to cut her hair to get it all out. It's a very, you know, this was very messy. This wasn't dry bread. This wasn't tuna fish. This was peanut butter and jelly. If the peanut butter was crunchy, could have caused abrasions.
Oh, no. No, we can't have that with the hair.
If she has a peanut allergy, this assault could have been fatal.
Oh, my God.
And the only way this could be any worse is if it was a Fluffernutter sandwich.
Oh, no. We're not mopping up the Fluffernutter. Sorry.
Yeah,
never
with marshmallow fluff and peanut butter?
Yeah. No, not having it.
All right. So, so Pip, I feel very good about my story.
Obviously.
Do you feel that you can take me with this?
We'll see.
Okay, here you go.
Okay. Now, this is spoken in the first person from the man who reported the story about his crazy ex-girlfriend.
Mm, they're always crazy.
Yeah, usually. Let's see. So,
anytime.
I know. I'm sorry.
You were completely unprepared for this. You had no idea we
were
doing this.
No, I didn't know it was coming. It was like, oh, no. Wait a second. You know what? I reorganized my
Joe, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
I'm sorry.
We'll have Joe go.
I reorganized my pages badly.
Yeah, you did.
In a bizarre incident, it's tough to pronounce.
Clearly.
From a woman in Australia.
Australia.
Bro, that's a tough word to pronounce. Well, anyway.
We'll never know what it is now.
Well, a bizarre incident. A woman who was a refugee in Australia decided to visit her own funeral ceremony, leading to her husband being sentenced to jail. Noella Rucundo sat in a car outside her home in Melbourne, Australia, watching mourners leave her funeral. As her husband approached, she stepped out to meet him. Is it my eyes? She recalled him saying. Is it a ghost? No, she said. Surprise, I am still alive, she replied. Barracudo's husband was not pleased because he paid off hitmen to kill his own wife.
Oh, wow.
Nothing like a bad investment.
Yes. In an interview with the BBC on Thursday, Barracudo recalled how he touched her shoulder to find it unnervingly solid. He jumped.
It's warm, too.
Yes.
It's not a ghost.
He jumped and started screaming, I'm sorry for everything, he wailed. But
stupid.
But it was too late. Barracudo called the police, and the man, Belenga Kalala, eventually confessed to the crime, earning himself a 9-year stay in jail. According to the Washington Post, the ordeal began for Kondo nearly a year ago when she visited Bernunde to attend her stepmother's funeral. Saddened, she returned to her hotel room early in the evening, but her husband told her, go outside for some fresh air. But the minute Barracudo stepped out of her hotel, a man charged forward, pointing a gun right at her. Don't scream, she recalled him, saying, if you start screaming, I will shoot you. They're going to catch me, but you'll already be dead. Barracudo then ushered into a car, blindfolded, and was whisked away to some place 30 to 40 minutes away. She then was made to enter a building and pushed into a chair. She then asked, what did you do for this man to make him pay us to kill you? Barracudo was shocked. She could not believe their husband would do such a thing, but she expressed her disbelief. They told her she was a fool. There was the sound of a dial tone, a male voice coming through the speakerphone. It was her husband's voice saying, kill her, kill her, he said.
Could be any husband.
Yeah. Hearing this, Barracudo fainted. When Barracudo regained consciousness, the kidnappers were still there, but they said they weren't going to kill her because they didn't kill women and knew her brother. After 2 days, they set her free, as a matter of fact, on the side of a road, before giving her a cell phone, recordings of their phone conversations.
All right, we got the gist.
Yeah.
All right, that's the key to it?
Yeah.
So Pip, I got to ask you, Pip.
Yeah.
Is this disqualified because the actual hit was not during the calendar year? Because that's when the real love fail was.
No, I don't think it's disqualified because the real good part of the love fail was up at her own funeral.
No, I think that's just funny.
When would you say the date of the love fail should be?
From that story, I would think the love fail would be when he tried to kill her. The other part is just hilarious.
I would say the love fail is when he wound up being at the funeral, when she showed up at the...
Yeah, but why is that a failure?
Because she didn't die.
She didn't die almost a year ago. That was when she didn't die.
She walked out of a car alive at her own funeral.
Yes, that's
she
the good part.
The good part.
Now, but I don't think that's a love fail.
That's a love fail.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think the fail was when he tried to kill her.
No.
That's when the action was. That's when the crime
was. No,
that's
a love fail.
But then he confessed right there. I'm sorry.
Right, but the crime was a year ago. That's what he's going to jail for. He's not going to jail because she showed up. He's going to jail because he tried to kill her. That's why he's going to jail.
I still don't think that it could be disqualified because the whole thing wrapped up during the year.
I think it makes it suspicious.
I don't know. I don't think that there's grounds for disqualification.
I still think peanut butter and jelly mopping much better. Much better. When you use your the person you live with to clean up a mess, that clean up on aisle three, awesome.
I'm just trying to picture it turned upside down.
Yes!
Pushing her head around on the floor.
Come here, stop wiggling. You're streaking.
All right, here's mine. This is it from the viewpoint of the man who was screwed over. She turned on one of the burners on my stove on high without it being lit. We'd broken up for a couple of days, and she was getting the rest of her belongings out of my house. I was at the gym and texted to see if she had finished up and received a text that she had, and then I finished up lifting and headed home. Got to my house and all the lights were off save for the porch light. Opened the front door and smelled gas. My first thought was that my furnace line had ruptured or something. I left all the lights off and I went down in the basement to see if I could hear or smell anything near the furnace and the gas line, but there was no smell of gas in the basement. I went back upstairs and checked the stovetop in the kitchen. Sure enough, one of the burners had been turned on to high and was not lit. I turned it off and proceeded to open all the windows downstairs, it was January, to vent the gas. My first thought was that it couldn't have been done intentionally because my thermostat kicking the furnace on or me turning the lights on could have blown me up. The problem was that the knob can't just turn itself, and you need to depress it and then turn to light any of the burners. Then I remembered that she had told me, jokingly, I thought at the time, one thing that she told him was that, if I can't have you, no one will. So yeah, witch tried to blow me up, my house, and my cats. tried to blow him up.
All right. Well, no.
No.
I mean, no, Joe and I'm going to say right now, Joe and I certainly have a much more intriguing and creative story, so no.
Leaving the trying to blow the guy up.
Anybody could do that. Again, creativity. Anybody could blow somebody up. Oopsie, accidents happen. Again, the creativity. Joe, do you agree with this?
Yeah.
No.
This is weak.
Yeah.
Trying to blow somebody
up. Compared to what Joe and I came with, a failed hit and using somebody as a mop. Yes, absolutely. This is weak.
Okay. I will concede that mine is the weakest.
Okay.
All right.
So this is between Joe and myself.
Now, of the two. All right, this is really tough because I'm thinking, you know.
You know what? We're going to let you think about it over the break. That's what we're going to do with it.
Good.
Because that's how this bit goes.
Yeah.
So Pip's going to mold this over, and we're going to determine between me and Joe which is number three of the biggest love fails. You are listening to Davin's End, filling in for Coffee Talk. Go nowhere. We're back. Davin's Den in for Coffee Talk. When we last left off, it was a debate on which was going to be the number three love fail, Joe's failed love hit, or my use of a cleaning utensil as a woman's head, or a woman's head as a cleaning utensil. Pip Helix, you had the break to mull it over. What say you?
I did mull it over, and I was having a really tough time, so I went for help. I called a lifeline, and I went to our den pen, and I saw what the readers were saying here. And between the peanut butter and jelly hair cleaning incident and the showing up at her own funeral, I have to go with the den pen. They say the funeral wins.
See, I don't think so. I think there's a technicality. I think the actual love fail was outside of the barrier.
No, the love fail was when she actually confronted the husband.
But how is that a love fail?
Because his plan was dashed. That was a love fail.
But his plan was dashed a year ago when they go, we don't kill dames.
That was but that was the end to the story. That's a love fail.
She shows up at her own funeral and her husband is upset to see her.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I think it all has to be all contained within the same year. And again, there's lots of hits.
All right. Well, your objection you can use on appeal, but we're going to go with this one is the own funeral.
No, I think
gets
that's
the
very
point.
Wrong. All right. So start us off for number two.
Okay. So this gentleman says, I had pet fish from before we got together. When we moved in together, I bought my tank. When we eventually broke up, I was the one who left the apartment because I had a closer living situation I could move into back with my parents. I was to come by on Saturday to move out all my things, including my fish. Thursday night comes and I get an email with a video in it, and I open it to see my fish in a kitchen pot in the bathroom. She proceeds to pour all of them into the toilet. And I had to click away. I couldn't watch.
Fish don't do well in toilet atmospheres.
I called her a dozen of times. No answer. Saturday comes. She's not there as planned. And neither are my fish. She flushed all my fish alive down the toilet and videoed herself doing it and sent me the video.
No, I mean, at least he'll have that for posterity.
Yes, he can see all his fish going down the toilet.
That's certainly rotten.
It's really rotten.
Let's see if it matches what I got.
Okay.
All right. A North Carolina woman is facing, quote, malicious castration.
What?
Malicious castration.
Oh, okay.
Charges after biting her boyfriend's testicles and seriously injuring him in the midst of a domestic dispute. I don't think that's the response he was hoping for, Miss Helix.
See, now, I'm sorry, mister. I'm not laughing at your misfortune. It's just, what?
Well, I'll continue. Martine Patricia De La Vega of Jacksonville, North Carolina, a town which I've played multiple times. Big marine town, by the way.
Have you met any guys or any ball biters or any
Well, here's
guys
the thing about my
been?
Comedy shows. Never do a junk check. But anyway. reportedly chomped down on a boyfriend's soft spot, resulting in, quote, permanent damage, which required him to get stitches. WITN reports that the 51-year-old woman was also injured in the attack when the victim attempted to get Del Vega away from his area. According to court officials, the boyfriend claimed the squabble was a product of a mutual misunderstanding.
misunderstanding, you say?
It could happen. Due in court for preliminary hearing on October 1st, De La Vega was released last week on a $10,000 bond. Oh. All right, here we go. I'm going to make my case.
Okay.
See, and this is where you fail yourself. You don't make your case afterwards.
Oh, well, this is true.
I like to, first of all, I like to charge malicious castration. Like regular castration is just a party in your pants. But the fact that this is malicious castration brings it to a whole new level.
Good enough.
I like that a misunderstanding, a mutual misunderstanding, led to this woman dive bombing his bits.
smooth or chunky style?
I got you there. I like the fact that she did this with her mouth. That involves much more dedication than, say, than just a knife or scissors, like we've heard of these stories before. Right. She's basically like a pit bull. I like that.
Yo, remember, we'll remember that.
Because remember, you put it on the mouth, and it doesn't guarantee he washed up before this happened. Like, he's not looking to present his goods at their best, but still, she was so enraged. She goes, you know, stink be damned, I'm going in.
I don't think you're thinking about that when you're at this level.
And there's the moment where she's standing there,
yes,
with the nuts in her mouth, like a cat giving a dead mouse to the owner, like a present. That I just like that. It, like, and she had nuts on her chin, which is usually a very good thing for the guy, but in this case, not at all.
No.
And there is my preliminary argument. Okay. I feel very good that mine tops your fish. By the way,
well, I thought that this would really hit home for you. Being a person,
yeah,
who keeps
but you know what
fish.
Else? But I do have two tanks of fish, but I also have nuts. So,
so you're saying that if someone was to flush all of your beloved fish down the toilet or chomp down on the nuts are the winner in that contest.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the record and say I love my nuts even more than I love my fish.
Noted.
Okay, Joe.
Okay, so nuts. Okay, all right. This story is from January 27th of this year.
Dateline.
Violent mom attacked her partner with scissors in front of their young daughter and sprayed bleach in his face.
Mm. Oh,
we've had bleach stories before.
Well, yeah. We'll have them again. A mother who
it seems to be popular.
A mother who subjected her partner to months of violence, attacking him with a knife and scissors, along with spraying bleach in his face, was sentenced to 14 months in a young offenders unit. It was described as the most grave cases of domestic violence to come before the court. Jordan Bull, 20, admitted gathering her and attacking her partner of 4 years, with at least one attack being witnessed by the young child. Prosecutor Simon Edwards described a catalog of violence suffered by her partner during their volatile four-year relationship with Bill. On one occasion, in August of this past year, he was forced to remove a knife from his leg after Bull of Quilter Close, Southampton, plunged the blade into him during a row. In his statement, her partner
a
said,
row.
"Yes." In his statement, her former partner said she was trying to shield their daughter from being hurt by the mother. Mrs. Edwards said Bull had inundated her partner with calls and texts during that evening, threatening to kill herself if he did not come home. He described her behavior as crazy. Well, I know the feeling. She was pacing around with a knife in her hand. He added. It was on certain occasions, one time in June and October, she sprayed bleach into her partner's face, which caused reddening and discomfort of the eyes.
Oh, that just reddening and discomfort? Bleach?
Yeah. This is a very serious case of domestic violence, and it is usual to find that it is a female in the relationship that is quite so abusive. She was sentenced to 14 months in Young Offenders Institution and a 12-month license with probation supervising for admitting four offenses, casual body harm, so on and so forth.
Kara, can we all agree that fish doesn't pales in comparison to what we, Joe and
yes.
I?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I concede.
All right. All right. All right. So then it once again is between me and Joe.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, really. I mean, bleach is fine and scissors. But again, like a pit bull on your junk, Joe. I mean, come on. The dedication to dive bomb some nuts.
I still think having scissors dug into you and bleach in your face. I think bleach in the face is equal to getting in the nuts.
Wait a minute. Now, did she take the nuts off?
Oh, yeah. They're gone. That's why it's called castration.
Oh.
Nuts are gone.
Yeah.
He's going to need nudicles. Pip,
I'm so sorry, Joe, but the nuts in the mouth, that really takes the cake.
Yes, and the nuts. Oh, Joe, your bleach and scissors mean nothing to us. We got a woman running around with a man's nuts.
It took the cakes. Oh my God.
Do you want to make one final plea to Pip?
Yes, that was done in one fell swoop. This was continuous violence throughout the year.
Yeah, he should have left.
It's prolonged. That when it just this incident was a quick incident and it was done.
It was nuts.
Okay, but it was done and over with. These are continuous incidents which have more impact and pain.
Really? Do they?
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Here we'll do an experiment on the next show. I'll throw bleach in your face. Then I'll get somebody to bite off your nuts. You tell me which bothers you more.
And it'd probably be more pleasant than sometimes.
I'm sure it would, but still, at the end of the day, you want your nuts.
I don't come here to unwind, my friend.
Well, you won't that night for sure.
When having your nuts ripped off is the high point of your day.
You know you've had a hard day.
It's not fun being me lately.
Pip, make a ruling.
I'm sorry. I have to go with the nuts.
Nah.
Well, Pip, we would expect nothing less from you.
I called that story ball biter, by the way.
You don't call. I just like the fact that they said malicious castration.
Like there's a nice
castration.
Yeah, like
there's a pleasant one.
Yeah. Like, oh, we were just having fun.
Well, if you take the cat to get fixed, that's like a, you know, pleasant castration. Well,
not for the cat.
Well, he gets, you know.
It's called, she neutered him. He's not going to have fun with those no more.
It's like, honey, look, I lit all these candles and I made your favorite dinner. And here's a little wine. Oh, you know what? I dropped a fork under the table. Hold on just a sec.
Yeah.
No! Yes. You know, that's the pleasant castration.
I want you guys to keep this in mind. This is my number two story.
Oh, Lord.
We got one more to go. So
far, not mine. It's my number two as well.
Yeah. Pip really needs to raise her game if she wants to get on the board.
I'm thinking.
All right, we're going to come back with our most heinous story, Love Fails. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. As always, don't go anywhere. We'll see you in a second. We are back listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk, just doing our biggest love fails of the past year. Brief recap, Joe was on the board at number three with the hit that went wrong, where the woman came back at the funeral. I'm on the board at number two for the nut muncher.
Yes, you are.
Pip is looking to get on the board here to participate.
I'm trying.
We'd like that, but she's been a fair judge. Joe, your contender for the biggest love fail of the past year.
Okay. Monstrous human being sets girlfriend's vagina on fire and yells at her for crying.
Oh, boy.
Donald Dale Hankman's junior girlfriend was sent to the hospital after what can only be described as a horrific bout of abuse, which included setting the woman's genitals on fire. On Friday, Hackman's girlfriend finally saw treatment for burns, bruising, and other injuries.
What'd she think?
How long did she wait?
Yeah, I know.
What, finally. It was like a worm? It was going to regenerate?
Yeah, finally. You got around to it?
I guess that means it wasn't so bad.
No, it was bad.
Oh, no. Listen, somebody sets fire to your...
Yes.
Yes,
she finally saw treatment for burns, bruising, and other injuries.
That's all the more reason, ladies, you got to shave and wax. I think that's the message from Joe's story.
So that there's no kindling?
Yes! Yeah, it's her own fault. He told her, you're going to regret letting this grow like this. You know, it's like when... I'm sorry, Joe, I hate to interrupt, but it's like, you know what they do when they have these forest fires?
He said the backfire.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he was trying to help us so it didn't light her underarms or her hair on fire. This guy's a gentleman. Go on, Joe.
Well, it's not like there's a pilot light in your lady cave, you know? I mean, there's no backfire to be set.
Well, there is a backfire. You just got to get a firecracker and beans. Go on, Joe.
Well, she finally saw treatment for the burns, bruising, and other injuries at Heart of the Lancaster Hospital ER in Pennsylvania. That's when the police began to investigate. The victim suffered second and third degree burns to her lower stomach, genital area, and inner thighs, which were all caused, according to the reports, by Hackman pouring lighter fluid on her crotch and setting her ablaze.
Ooh.
Okay. Ugh, good. Feel the pain on that. The 46-year-old...
Somebody cooking cod?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The 46-year-old man eventually extinguished the fire, but yelled at his girlfriend for screaming and crying in pain.
Hey, listen, Joe, you're always a proponent of people being tougher.
Suck it up, buttercup.
She also said Hackman locked her 7-year-old son inside a closet for 20 minutes after he tried to save his mom from one of the assaults. The woman was transferred and admitted to the burn care unit at Lehigh Valley Hospital in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's my area. This guy sounds like a headliner.
He will never be there again. Hackman was being charged with arson.
Arson!
Arson!
There's got to be assault coming in there.
Oh, aggravated assault.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Simple assault and false imprisonment. His bail was set for $500,000.
That's a bad dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a good story there, Joe.
That is a really good story, and that is monstrous.
Pip, you got you think you get this in 2 minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. This poor guy. All right. His ex, after they broke up, he took enough crap off of her and he walked out. The next few months, she phoned his house drunk, gloating about who she screwed. She showed up to his parents' house drunk, demanding to talk to him. And various times she was verbally abusive to the mother, who basically told her to get out before I call the cops. She threatened to lie to the police that he had sexually abused her son. He threatened to tell the police that the bruises on her body from being drunk and falling down all the time were from him. And ironically, she was the one who was beating him during their phase together. Told the parents 5 months after he left her that she was 2 months pregnant and it was his. Yeah, okay. Threatened to get her son's alcoholic junkie dad to do him in for not answering her calls. And called his boss various times at work, demanding that he be fired for being abusive to her at the workplace, which was a supermarket. Thankfully, the boss laughed at her and told her that she was banned from the shop. He said there was probably more, but thinking about it makes me feel like crap. This guy's been through everything. He's been through being called an abuser, being told that he sexually abused the child. Now, she called him, abused his parents, abused him at work, tried to get him fired, and showed up and abused the parents over and over again. She was just like a nightmare from hell and went at him every which way she could think of.
And you think that Trump's a fire crotch, do you?
Yeah, no.
Look at Pimps. Like, I know when to quit. All right, we're going to come back with my number one, and we'll figure out which is the number one love fail of the past year. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Back, Davin's Den, in for Coffee Talk. Love fails. So when we last left you, we were battling for number one.
Yes.
We had Joe's fiery vagina.
Burning love.
Yes, we had Joe's burning love. And Pip had the story of abuse over a long period of time.
Wait,
I know, it's like,
it's a horrible thing.
Yeah,
the bad thing happened. She called the guy. It was unfortunate.
Yeah,
he could call it like that because it's like, as soon as you pulled out your story, I'm like, I should just rip this stuff up.
No, we'd like to hear all the stories. But I still feel good about my number one. I mean, I like Joe's a lot.
All right. No, don't build it up too much. Just give it to us.
What I do with everything. No buildup. A man was furious that his wife failed to answer his 2 a.m. phone calls. So what was his reaction? Any guesses?
I would suggest violence.
Of course you would, and that's why you're getting a divorce, you creep.
The way things are going here, I'm thinking genitals are involved.
No.
No?
To bite off her nose and eat it, of course.
Wait.
Joe just shook us. I was like, oh, I didn't see that coming
and
at all.
And eat it.
That's important.
Oh, God.
Anybody can bite off a nose.
To spider face.
I didn't even think of that.
Wow. I was expecting a really high. You ever throw one and go, well, yeah. But really? Wow.
If I had thought of it, I would have given you
boss,
a really.
From the boss of all people.
I didn't think of it, so you caught me by surprise on that one. That was good.
Hey, Joe, I think you earned comp time on that joke.
That was good. Only identified as Miss Yang.
See, more Miss Yao.
From Daeju, China. The woman in question claims she got into an altercation with her husband after she didn't answer his phone calls after working a late shift. According to The Independent, the People's Daily Online reports that the next day, the still angry husband came to confront her at work, where he then bit off and ate her nose.
Why wouldn't he bite off her ear? You know, because that's
what. Well, but if you're going to.
Because she knows I was going to use the story.
What you do. See, now biting her hurts her. Eating it hurts him.
Protein, baby. We'll get but yes, you say. What, you say
was
I
he calling at 2 in the morning because he was saying I haven't had dinner and you better have something on the table? And, I mean, was he excessively hungry? What?
Well, he had a red face. So she says, Miss Yang says, he had a red face, so I could tell he was annoyed. You think?
Yeah.
And he just attacked me without warning. You never say, hey, I'm going to bite your nose.
No. Unless you're a nice old uncle. Sure. Going to bite your nose.
Here's your nose. Here's your nose. I got your nose.
Yeah, I got your nose. Now I'm going to bite and eat your nose. Miss Yang told Shandong Television Station, and the next thing. This is all real, by the way. This was reported in multiple places. And the next thing I knew, he pushed my head towards the way and ate my nose in one go.
She also claimed that coworkers attempted to separate the two, but the husband grabbed onto her hair and deepened his clutch.
Oh, boy, he was mad.
Transported to a nearby hospital, Mrs. Yang's entire nose was removed, losing everything from the septum to the tip. The damage was reportedly so severe that she will require severe extensive surgery, which will take months to complete. Miss Yang claimed that the relationship has been tumultuous for several months. According to newscom.au, the husband refused to take care of his aging parents and left her to care for them. I was angry at him over just about everything, so I didn't answer his calls one night, Miss Yang told the media. Authorities announced that they don't believe Miss Yang's husband was mentally ill. Though at large, they said he faces serious charges when apprehended. Let me make my argument quickly. This was not over... think about this. This was over not picking up the phone. Imagine what he would have done if she blocked him on Facebook, Joe. This was not a moment of rage. He waited till the next day to bite off her nose. This just wasn't spontaneous. I'm angry. He thinks, you know, I'm going to bite that nose. And also think about this. A nose is full of cartilage, so it's not coming off easily. You really got to work that nose. It's not like a pair of testicles where you go, okay, I could see that. A nose is a nose. A nose is full of snot.
Ew, ew.
Nobody wants snot in their mouth, but this guy did not care. He didn't just bite it off. He ate it like it was a fortune cookie full of blood and boogers.
Oh, oh, God.
He even failed in his love of his parents. This guy can't even maintain a loving relationship.
Wow. Okay. These are really strong stories. Really strong
Joe
stories.
Joe and I brought it this time.
Yeah, you both brought it. These are heinous human beings.
Listen a minute. Before you decide, we'll decide when we come back.
Okay.
Tell us what you think real quick. Joe's strongest argument is mine.
Okay. Well, is in terms of what is actually happening to the person who is attacked. It's pretty awful because having one, I know how much pain having it lit on fire would be, or I can imagine. So that
you can't imagine your nose being bit off.
Fire is more painful.
I've been.
Well, we're not going to argue it now. So Pimp has sent sympathy pain for your lady.
I do, and a nose bitten off and eaten. Tough competition.
Yeah, and tough to eat. All right. Well, don't go anywhere. Pip will decide when we come back. Listen to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. Listen to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. Last segment of the evening. The love fails have been fun, but when we left you, Pip was going to mull over her decision on who had the greatest love fail. Was it Joe's flaming vajayjay? Or,
not Joe's, exactly.
Well, could be. If it was Joe's flaming vajayjay, that would be quite the show.
Be taking it on the road.
Joe, different topic. Did you burn something?
Yeah. Do you know there are ointments for that?
Yes.
Or my case of Miss Yang and the nose that disappeared. He said, I got your nose.
Got your nose.
Got your nose.
And then he was chewing on it.
Yeah, and yes, that's a very important part of the story. The fact that he ate it like a cannibal.
There's just so much going on in both of these stories. It's just such visceral abuse. Now, I have to say,
that's the point.
I've really gone back and forth.
And by the way,
yes,
I want all the ladies to listening to this show and you know, realize, in comparison, Joe and I, quite the catch.
Yes.
Actually, that's really true.
Compared
to lighting the JJs on fire and biting noses off and chewing on them, yes. Much nicer men than those fellows. Much nicer.
That's my point. I just wanted the acknowledgement.
That we have to get stories so vile to make us look good.
We don't have to, but it helps.
Yeah.
It really makes our case much stronger.
Well, not that bad.
Could be worse. We've never eaten a nose.
Why do you think I get all the crazy ex-girlfriend stories? I want to look really sane and like a catch.
You are a catch. You never flushed anybody's fish.
No, I have not. And I've never bitten anybody's genitals off.
Well, there's time.
I actually put that in my ad.
Do it before you need dentures.
Okay. Well, now, down to brass tacks. I am sorry, but the ladies in the den pen actually confirm my deepest suspicion. The best story is the burn in love.
Yeah, but they were going to say that. That's a very gender biased thing. It you can't just go on gender on that.
No, no. It's your genitals on fire.
Right, but yes. It wasn't so bad. She waited. No, she waited.
But it's
how
still
bad
on
was
fire.
It? Anybody? Yo, she waited. It didn't hurt that much.
Because she was being threatened as well.
And held there. I have a
7-year-old son in the closet. You could get another nose.
Yeah, but this guy's such a creep. He's not even taking care of his own parents. Here, I'm going to bite your nose and you take off the parent. That's a creep.
Nah, it's nothing's worse than fire. Worse than fire.
Biting off your nose and eating it is worse than fire.
No.
He didn't eat it. If he ate it, they wouldn't have had those issues, Joe. No. Maybe if he would have gone down there instead of lit it like it was a flambe.
No. Wrong. Fire is worse.
Actually,
it's not worse
than
eating a nose.
No, it is. A nose comes right off. Fire hurts.
Her vajayjay is still there for future engagements and entertainment. That nose is never coming back.
Oh, wait. But it's not ever going to be the same.
No, it's not.
None of us are the same. We all have scars.
No,
we all have baggage.
And then she's going to have scars down there, and it's going to be quite painful. A nose.
How do you know? You don't have one.
He's abused enough of them. He knows the damage that can be done.
That's right.
Yeah, but not the right way.
Yeah.
Listen, I think that the thing that tipped me over the edge is when the den pencer said, I'd rather get a new nose than a dot, dot, dot. And I was like,
but she doesn't need a dot, dot, dot.
Oh, she would need a new dot, dot,
no,
dot.
No, because the injuries were to the stomach and the thighs.
No, it was
that the injury. No, he lit that on fire, but because it was so damn bushy down there, it spread to the tummy and the thighs.
But was the woman yelled at for crying out in pain like in my story?
Really? Yelling is the difference?
Yelling was yelling is not going to
make
the story.
You yell all the time.
Yeah, but it set somebody on fire.
That we know of.
Oh, believe me.
I'm sorry. Davin, you have to look at it this way. If somebody set your junk on fire and bit off your nose, which part is really going to bother you the most?
If my junk was burned,
yes.
Maybe. If my junk was burned and it was so bad, I went that day. You know what? If I can sit and mull and think and have a meal, maybe read a book, my junk isn't that bad. But my nose is bitten off. She went right to the hospital. Her name is Yang.
Her name is Yang.
And she counts for something.
Oh, that's it. Your name
she counts for
Yang.
Something.
No, it counts for nothing.
No, I'm sorry.
But again, it wasn't that. It wasn't like, well, we have to do some reconstructive surgery. It's not Caitlyn Jenner over there.
Oh, you know what? It might very well be. If
it wasn't
confirmed.
In the story.
No, I think you lost by a nose.
Oh, Joe. You can't have said that.
Yeah, we expect that from you.
Yes, true. Yeah.
Work your own side of the street, stupid.
How dare you? All right. I'm going to give the countdown of the rest of the game. Because story number one, I had the witch tried to blow the place up. Davin said...
No, we don't need the whole countdown. Give me the top three. Time is short.
Top three.
The top three. Number three.
Joe got story number one with the lady showing up to her own funeral when her husband tried to kill her.
Right.
And she wasn't really dead.
Still don't think that should be allowed.
Sourpuss. That they won.
You got the sourpuss and it's burnt too.
Number two. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God.
I'm sure that was uttered in a couple of these stories.
Number two. Davin got the story. The worst story was the ball biter. The woman who just noshed and noshed until nothing was left.
All right.
And number three, Joe got the story about the burning love.
Yeah, so, baby. Yeah,
all right,
baby.
So Joe gets the win. So let me ask you a question.
Joe gets the win.
If I went number one with ball biter and number two with nose, would I have won?
Let's see.
Was it really my bad ordering?
Yeah. Looking at this chart here, if nose was up against the stories we had for number two, that would have been the worst, and ball biter would have won if it was number one. So
ball biter worse than vajayjay lighter.
Because they came completely off.
That's a shame. So I had the worst story,
so
but
you
I
had the worst
back
story
the old drawing board.
So
that's a shame.
You know what?
So much nuance to this game.
Yes.
It is.
There is. And one of the reasons I won this time, because after the years we've been doing it,
because of crap.
Because the ordering. You know what? You're just going to have to take this with grace. You're going to have to sit and be
anything. Enough. Stop espousing.
You should be even more upset because I won based on your strategy.
Oh,
and how you play.
I didn't tell anybody to light a vajayjay on fire.
No, I don't mean that, but how you played the game in past years.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Light hers on fire. Anybody got anything to plug?
I do not.
This Sunday, the 14th, I'm working in a project, Sexy Susan Project, which is part of Race Odyssey. It's going to be doing four songs at Mr. Beery's in Bethpage, New York. We'll be on at 4 o'clock. Amazing. 14-year-old guitar player, prodigy. And we have our drummer, who is 16 years old, and the old farts will be playing as well. It's going to be really good.
Next week on this show, we're going to have Lieutenant Daugherty from the Bergenfield Police Department. He's going to tell us what they're doing to fight cyber scams, some of their successes, some of their frustrations. He's going to be in studio with us. As always, go to the davinsden.com website, some new additions over there. Go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please keep on listening.